In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Hello, church, and welcome to Friday, the Friday of our third week in Advent. So glad you're joining with us and that you've been on this journey with us. We are coming towards a close, which means Christmas is around the corner. A week from today, we will arrive at Christmas, the moment that we have been hopefully through this Advent meditation trying to prepare our hearts for, trying to build up a sense and stir a sense of longing within us. You know, those first 2 weeks, we really looked at that longing. We looked at what was missing. We looked at that which has been lost, and we anticipate in the coming, the second advent of Jesus. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to enter that story, to enter as Israel longed and waited for the arrival of the Messiah. We too are entering into that. So I hope that this has been helpful for you. I know it's preparing my heart as well for Christmas. And you know, this week I was thinking about that text in Corinthians 13, you know, that famous love chapter. And Paul, towards the end of it, he begins to give us this image. And in chapter 13, verse 12, he says, "For now we see only a reflection as in a mirror, but then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known." I think that's a really good picture for Advent, because Paul's saying right now we see just a reflection of what's to come. I mean, in some ways, I think it's the ESV that translates this as "we see dimly." And it's this sort of like this picture that's starting to come into focus, but it's not quite there. I think of, you know, those old Polaroid pictures, right? You'd take it and you'd let it and you'd set it on a table and it would start to develop and you could see the image coming to life, coming into focus, but it was dim for the majority of it. I think in some ways we're in that dimming stage. The image is coming full. That's what we're trying to capture in Advent. And, you know, in that dim view, in those moments where we can't quite see fully, I think that's where a practice of examine becomes really helpful. Because as we know, God is present. God is here with us. That is never in question. But yet sometimes it feels like we are seeing it dimly. And the practice of examine that we do every Friday is just simply an opportunity for us to enter into that dimness, that sense of unknown, and to just allow the Spirit to highlight where God has been at. And so that's, I think, all the more important during Advent as we are meditating and sitting in that longing more than we're usually comfortable with, that the practice of examine offers an opportunity for us to break through that and to see a little more clearly what God is doing. So with that, let's jump into our examine practice for this week. So I invite you again to settle into your chair, take a few deep breaths, maybe a centering prayer to just help bring yourself and your mind and your heart back to the moment. I want to begin with a sense of gratitude. So I want you to just spend a moment in prayer with the Holy Spirit, just reminding yourself that all of life is a gift. That whatever it is that this week has thrown at you, you still have been given the gift of another day. Whether it's work, family struggles, a new stay-at-home order, whatever it is, what do you have to be grateful for, even in the midst of all that? As you allow the Holy Spirit to highlight those things that you're grateful for, I want you to ask the Holy Spirit to bring to mind those things that you are ungrateful for, dissatisfied, frustrated. Allow those things to bubble up to the surface but as they do, release them, give them away in a spirit of gratitude. As we invite the Holy Spirit to guide us in our examination of the last week. You know, for me, as Christmas draws closer, things get a little busier, they get a little more hectic. There's presents to wrap, plans to be made. All of that seems to be heightening up, and it can be easy to overlook the presence of God. We can easily become a little self-absorbed, focusing on our own efforts. So I want you to think back, and over the past week, as you have been anticipating Advent, as you've been anticipating Christmas, where did you feel the greatest connection with God? Again, allow the days to play back in your mind almost as if scenes of a movie. Where did you find that connection with God? I want you to hold that moment, that time, that feeling, whatever it was when you felt a little more connected. I don't want you to hold that in your head as you consider the spaces in which you felt very disconnected. Where did you give the least love? Where did you feel the least loved? And as you consider those areas of disconnection, of disillusionment, think, as Paul says, that maybe you're just seeing the reflection, you're seeing dimly in those moments that God was in fact there, that He was in fact present. Maybe we are the ones that are crowding Him out. As you continue to look through the events of this week, I want you to do so through your emotions. What was the strongest emotion that you had felt? Our emotions often are unreliable, but they can be signposts for what's going on beneath the surface. So as you consider what the strongest emotion you may have felt this week, maybe it was joy, it was comfort, maybe it was anxiety and stress. Allow yourself to take those emotions, see through them, and look towards God. Turn them into moments of reflection with God. Whether those were good or bad or frustrating moments, I want you to capture this opportunity to recognize God's presence in those and then turn them into a moment of gratitude. Thank God for those moments. If they were bad, thank God that they were short-lived. If they're still ongoing, invite God into them and be grateful for His presence in the midst of that. Because the promise holds true that we will have joy. Joy will in fact come. And as you do so, let's turn our minds towards tomorrow, towards the next week. I invite you to ask the Holy Spirit to give you the resolve to challenge another week, another moment of gratitude or gift. But maybe ask the Holy Spirit if there's something that would like to change or a step that you would be asked to take in this upcoming week. Resolve to rest in the presence of God more. Resolve to live more centered in gratitude. Resolve to place joy right at the heart of all things. God is present, church. We will have joy. Christmas is near. But we still wait. We still wait one more week before we enter into that celebration of Christmas. So let me close with our prayer for this week. O God of peace, sanctify me entirely. May you keep my spirit, soul, and body sound and blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because you have called me and you are faithful. I believe you will do this. Amen. Amen.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.